Lazarus Project, John chapter 11, verse 32 to 44. Have you ever seen the movie Interstellar, which was directed, co-written, and co-produced by Christopher Nolan? Personally, Nolan's works were very hard for me to understand, especially this movie Interstellar deals with various scientific subjects such as gravity, black hole, and wormhole. So it was the most difficult one for me to understand. This movie is a fictional depiction about the near future of the world. In this movie, humans are suffering from chronic food shortages due to worsening weather conditions and pests. Cultivation availability is becoming less and less, and clouds of dust are everywhere because of large sandstorms. Since the functions of the country have been weakened, various government agencies and the military have disappeared. The science and technology that were achieved by human effort were also being forgotten. Although most people are engaged in agriculture, still the food shortages are serious. People think that there is no hope on the earth anymore. However, in this situation, one big project was going on in secret by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Dr. John Brand was working on the Lazarus Project with NASA to save humanity from danger. NASA had already sent unmanned probes to 12 planets in the universe, and they have succeeded in finding 3 planets that humans could possibly live on. Joseph Cooper, who was a trained NASA pilot with an engineering background and now a farmer, is offered the opportunity to join this Lazarus Project as a pilot of the spacecraft. Although it was not an easy decision at all, after Cooper was told that his daughter Murphy would be the last generation of the Earth, and soon the last remaining crop, corn, would be extinct, he decided to join in this project. It seems like we need an advanced scientific knowledge background to understand this movie. But in fact, the real theme and message of this movie is neither gravity nor black hole nor wormhole. It is the love of father and daughter, Cooper and Murphy, from beginning to end. At first, the reason why Cooper joined in the Lazarus Project was love for his daughter. He could not leave his daughter on the earth that does not have any hope. Therefore, in spite of Murphy's opposition, Cooper went into space to find a new planet for humanity, saying, "Murphy, I love you forever." As we all know well, Lazarus is the man in the gospel text who was a brother of Martha and Mary, and who died and rose again on the fourth day. Perhaps in this film, the reason why NASA named it the Lazarus Project was because they hoped to revive humanity and the earth from danger, and Lazarus raised from dead in gospel story. As the real message of the film Interstellar was the father's love, the real message of the dead Lazarus story is also the love of Jesus Christ, who was dragged by the gravity of love from eternity, who came to this world only because of his love for us. In today's gospel text, there is a story about one family, which is one brother and 2 sisters who live together. Their names were Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. They lived in Bethany, which is close to Jerusalem. So whenever Jesus came to Jerusalem, he stayed in their house, and they faithfully served Jesus and his disciples in love. Then one day, Lazarus caught a fatal disease. His sister tried to do their best to cure him, but nothing worked well. So they asked Jesus to help, but he did not come even after a few days. Finally, Lazarus died. On the fourth day after he died, Jesus came. In John 11, 21 and 32, both Martha and Mary resented Jesus by saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." since they believed that if Jesus came earlier, he would not let their brother Lazarus die. So they blamed his late arrival. However, in John 11:4, when Jesus heard about Lazarus at first, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of Man may be glorified through it." However, nevertheless, Lazarus died and Jesus wept. Jesus wept for the death of Lazarus, and he wept with the people who were weeping. If you read the New Testament, you will see Jesus wept twice. The first time is when Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. As it is written in Luke 19:41-42, as he came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." Also, today's text, John 11:35, says that Jesus began to weep. Regarding this, some scholars interpret Jesus' tear here as tears of frustration for those who do not understand his will, the resurrection. But I have a different idea. In many places in the Bible, we often encounter Jesus who is frustrated by those who do not understand his will, but he did not shed any tears for them. He only wept in front of the death of Lazarus. Through this story, we see Jesus who fully joins in our sorrow, sorrow for loss, and sorrow for the reality of death. We see Jesus is weeping with us, weeping for us and weeping in us. And he finally raised Lazarus from the dead by saying, "Take away the stone. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Lazarus, come out!" Only because of his love, Jesus came to this world. He came to us to live with us, to suffer with us, and to cry with us in our midst. He is not the one who oversees us far away from us, but the one who is suffering with us and crying with us. He loves us and is with us here. This fact comforts us, makes us feel safe, and leads us to have new hope in him, because he was the one who finally resurrected Lazarus from death. Like the people saying in verse 37, he gives sight to the blind. Why couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying? In front of many cases of death that we have faced, we might be questioning why. Why he couldn't prevent this terrible thing, or we might be angry and resentful at Jesus like Martha and Mary. However, we all know that even if we eagerly want to avoid it and want to escape, eventually death will finally come to us. And when it comes, it is faith that enables us to overcome the fear of death. This is the core of Christian faith. Yes, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But this is not all the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Lazarus does not solve the fundamental problem of death, which all human beings have, because Lazarus, who was raised again, eventually died again. Therefore, our faith should not remain in the miracle work of Jesus that revived the dead Lazarus again. Our faith should focus on who Jesus is. Jesus is not only the one who raised Lazarus again, but also the one who came to us, although he already knew that he would suffer and die on the cross. However, because of his love for us, Jesus was willing to choose to come to us, to live with us, and to suffer with us, and to cry with us. This is the way how our Lord Jesus Christ loves us. With this love, he lives in us by communicating with us, feeling our pain, understanding our hurts, our confusion, and even our lack of understanding. And finally, he leads us from death to eternal life. As I share the story of dead Lazarus on this All Saints Sunday, I hope and pray that we all remember that death is not the end for us who have faith in Jesus Christ. As we remember our loved ones who have gone before us, we may be in sorrow in front of the reality of death, or we may be still seeking understanding. But this is not the end. We do have the beautiful story in the end. After the resurrection of Lazarus, Martha and Mary kept living their faithful life by serving Christ and his disciples. Also, they became a living proof of the resurrection, so they enthusiastically witnessed about what Jesus did. Therefore, many people, including other Jews, came to believe in Jesus Christ and find new hope and new life in him. I'd like to say that this is the origin of the Lazarus Project. And as they did, we also can keep continuing this Lazarus Project here and now. Next Sunday is coming on Sunday. As we remember all the saints who have gone before us, let us think about what heritage of faith we have, we can leave for the future of the church, and what kind of Lazarus Project we can start for our next generation. As all the saints faithfully kept continuing Christ's church and his mission and ministry, let us think about how can we follow their footsteps. And remember, we can participate in many ways, through our prayers, presence, gift, service, and witness. Find your own way of Lazarus Project. Praise God. Amen.